We hope you're having a great day so far. In light of the current civil unrest in our country, students are scared for their future. For far too long, minorities have been judged, like MLK said, by the color of their skin rather than the content of their character. There is no denying that concrete changes must be made. Over the summer, we received an email from Dean Smith addressing the pointless killings of Black Americans and some steps the College of Pharmacy is taking to address the systemic racism in our community. Today, we find ourselves fortunate to have Dr. Vivia Hill-Silcutt here with us to shed some insight about diversity in College of Pharmacy. Dr. Hill-Silcutt is a director of diversity programs and academic support. She is also a part of the college's diversity and inclusion committee. Hello, Dr. Hill-Silcutt.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me. I thank you guys for doing this. This is very timely, and I think we are now faced with anti-Black racism again during a pandemic. So how perfectly timed is your podcast so that we can start to tease out some of the things that we are experiencing as members of the College of Pharmacy? I will say that in my position as not only the director for diversity programs, but also for academic support, I feel that my job is feeling the weight of both anti-Black racism and the separation or the quarantining that we have to undergo because of COVID. So we will have some time to talk more about that in a little while.
So getting into our questions, so from our understanding, the College of Pharmacy has been taking some steps to address the systemic racism in our communities. And so how have these steps resulted?
Right now we are in a reckoning with race. We are faced again, as I mentioned earlier, with anti-Black racism. There are people around us who still really don't understand what it means when people say Black Lives Matter, right? It's one of those topics where people are uncomfortable. Saying it makes people uncomfortable because there's not a full understanding, I think, as to what Black Lives Matter means. So the lay definition for Black Lives Matter for me would be Black people telling the rest of the world that their lives matter. And the contrast would be, well, yes, every life matter. So when you hear someone say, I don't feel like I matter, then the next question should be, what do I need to do so you can feel as if you matter? And Black people are not hearing that. The rest of society is not saying, how could we make you feel as if your life mattered? So getting our community to see that. Right now, we are taking steps by doing town halls. We continue to have dialogue on racism through our town halls. So people will have that platform to express what they're feeling. And it should also be a platform for people to say, I don't understand, and not to be judged because they don't understand, right? Because we are at a university and it's an opportunity for all of us to learn from each other and grow. So if you come to the table and say, I don't understand what it means to be a Black person and what it means to feel oppressed or discriminated against, then it's for people with the lens of, let me tell you what it feels like to speak up, right? And not to make someone feel insecure about their knowledge, right? Because we're here to assist and help each other to grow. We're now doing some inclusive teaching on diversity. And you'll see, if you were to look in the Farm Dog Weekly, you'll see information about the next inclusive teaching. You will also see information about other events that are happening at UGA and elsewhere. Myself and others are going through different universities, different organizations, websites to bring that information. And a lot of them are free. So we are encouraging our community to take advantage of those resources. And that's something we never had before. Most of you probably don't know that in the summertime, we have a program for high school students, the Dean Stuart Feldman Summer Science Institute, where we invite high school students to come to campus and spend a week with us learning about careers in pharmacy. Well, it was just situated on the Athens campus. We are going to be taking our Dean Stuart Feldman Summer Science Symposium to the distance campuses. So students in those communities, Augusta, Albany, and Savannah, will have similar opportunities to what students in the Athens area has. Hopefully we'll get out of COVID, so we'll be able to take those opportunities to those communities. And then go through the Farm Dog Weekly to see some of the different activities that are taking place across campus. The Office of Student Affairs at the university level, the Multicultural Programs Office, they have a series of speakers. There is opportunities for students to become safe space trained to make others know that you are welcoming and inviting to the people who identify as members of the LGBTQ community. On top of that, the Training and Development Office offers certificate programs where faculty and staff can become certified in diversity awareness, right? So the D&I Diversity and Inclusion Certificate Program that is offered through the Office of Institutional Diversity is offered to our faculty and staff community. We are advertising that now through the College of Pharmacy for our folks to take advantage of those opportunities. I'm going to read you a quote from the late John Lewis. Representative Lewis said, "Do not get lost in a sea of despair. Be hopeful. Be optimistic. Our struggle is not the struggle of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is a struggle of a lifetime. Never be afraid to make noise and to get in good trouble. If you see something, you say something." I worked with the National Hispanic Pharmacists Association, the student chapter, and we had Dr. Michelle Morales from the class of 2017 come back and talk about her experience working at Emory. And one of the things she talked about was currently being enrolled in a medical Spanish course. And she said she's learning a lot. As a Spanish speaker, medical Spanish looks very different than conversational Spanish. So I dared to ask the question, would that be something that would have been helpful to you as a PharmD student at UGA? And she said, yes, it would. In fact, that is something that she would highly recommend that we add to our curriculum. What are holes? What are gaps that you're seeing? What are the things that you believe would be salient to who you are? So what can you do as a student? You can share your culture with someone so they get to understand what it means to be a majority and a minority at the same time. What are the courses that you want to learn about outside of the standard pharmacy courses that you believe are salient? These are the things that people should know about my culture so that they can start to engage in conversation that shift us, people of color, from the margin of society more closely to the middle.
I've actually seen us as a college do that even last year with Diwali night. I've had friends who came up to me and said they've learned so much more about my culture, and it's pushed them to learn about other people's culture. So I definitely feel like we should host more cultural night events like that going forward. It will definitely help educate the community in diversity.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. So we can have those ongoing conversation around race, around ethnicity, around gender equality. Who do we see in our classroom? Think of the rich vibrance that we have within our community. All of us got dressed up Someone said to me, oh, we should put on a fashion show. Someone said we should have a lecture. Someone said that we should invite the community to bridge that community gap so people within the community can see themselves at UGA in the College of Pharmacy.
Yeah, those are really good points. And I feel like in our curriculum, we have been learning how to communicate with different cultural backgrounds. So how do you think the pharmacy curriculum is changing to incorporate more diversity education so we can adequately treat our patients and communicate with them and just relate to them and understand their cultural differences so that they can have the best health outcomes?
In the skills lab that I do with first-year students, we get to the top of the iceberg. Dr. Young also spends some time with students, and we chip away a bit at the iceberg. I had a conversation not too long ago with one of our faculty who is working very hard to incorporate diversity lens in his teaching. I had a conversation also with another faculty member when I said, you know, it's important to add diversity even when we're teaching physics. And he said, well, how could you add diversity to physics? The textbook is already written as it is. I said, well, you change up your scenarios. You write one of the questions on your exam in a way where LGBTQ students can see themselves in that question. Someone from a different country may see themselves in the question that you're asking. Someone living with a learning disability may see themselves in the way the question is written. I know today there is a faculty member in the College of Pharmacy, at least one that I'm well aware of, that is rewriting his questions to include diversity.
Right, and that's great. And having Dr. Young speak to us about cultural awareness has really put things into perspective. And it's different learning it and then also applying it as well. So you learn that, oh, there's these cultural differences and you have to understand them. But then when you actually see them in practice, it may be hard to communicate that you do understand or that you want to work around that or work with them to solve those issues or whatever it is regarding the medication. Like if there's a lack of understanding due to a language barrier or things like that, I think it's great that we're incorporating more of the cultural lectures into our curriculum to help introduce us to that. And it is going to be different when we're dealing with it in person rather than getting a lecture form, which is that's how life works.
I remember talking to Mr. Roby, the first African-American graduate from the College of Pharmacy. And he said, boy, our students have it so much better than he did when he was the first and only African-American student, first and only minority student at the College of Pharmacy. Our students have it so much better today, but we're not there as yet. There's still work to be done. If there are things that you believe would enhance your curriculum, speak up about it. The environment is ripe for you to optimize health outcome for all of our patients. Then we have to optimize the knowledge base of our community. What are we telling our students? What are you telling your classmates? How do we define diversity? Diversity is recognizing the differences in people. So we are all diverse if we're recognizing the differences, right? When we talk about equity, what does that mean? Equity versus equality. Equity is the fairness that we provide to others. Equity is when we provide a leveled playing field for everyone. So what's equity for someone in a wheelchair is to be able to have all of their classes on the first floor if there are no elevators in the building. That's equity. So that person will have access to learning. Equality is delivering the same content to everyone. So the person in the wheelchair will have equity in the classroom on the first floor, and equality would be even if you're on the third floor because you have mobility to get to the third floor, you'll still receive the same information as the person on the first floor. And by creating diversity and equity, we promote inclusion, where everyone feels valuable, where everyone believes that they can contribute. So when I want inclusion from someone, I'm speaking just to that person. I can't be the representative voice of Suwanee, Georgia, because I only know what goes on in my home. I can't speak for anyone else's home. So we include everyone so their voices are heard.
Thank you. So in the future, in the event of a complaint regarding a incident targeting minorities, how should one report it and how will it be taken care of?
That's a tough question. The University of Georgia does not tolerate discrimination, period. If someone feels as if they're being discriminated against, in the College of Pharmacy, share that information with Dr. Dow, but also go to the EEO office immediately with that complaint. Go to your student handbook and look at the process for filing a complaint. Go to the EEO office's website and look at what it means to file a complaint and have a confidential space to talk about your experience.
Thank you for that information and those resources. Just so everyone's aware that we do have a safe space for people to talk about any issues that they may have.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hill-Silcott, for giving us such great insight. You've really opened our eyes today to a lot of issues and given us a lot of information. And we're so grateful that you could come and speak to us today on this topic. It's really needed.
I thank you guys so much for doing this. It is needed. It's timely. It is necessary. So I thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. It's a wrap, guys. We hope you enjoyed this month's episode. Hopefully you can join us again next month for more insights about our pharmacy profession. As always, we want to thank you, our listeners, for your support. Stay active on our social media at UGA Pharmcast 19 and let us know if you have any comments, ideas, or feedback. We cannot wait to hear from you. Don't forget to check out Pharmcast for the community as well. Remember to wear your mask, wash your hands frequently, and stay 6 feet apart. 6 feet. Stay awesome, stay healthy, and go Dawgs.